Hello, Medicine Keeper. Let's take a journey to explore your inner waters, your world of sensing, intuition, and body wisdom. Find a comfortable place to lie down. Make sure your body feels supported and warm enough. And close by, have a piece of paper or your journal and a pen or pencil. Once you're lying down, close your eyes. Take a few breaths here, in through your nose and out through your mouth, letting your jaw open. Notice the way your body is supported by the ground beneath you. You might even notice the landscape, the curves of your back body, how some areas touch the floor and some don't make any contact. And then bringing your awareness to the roof of your mouth and inviting the roof of your mouth to relax and broaden. Imagining now you are standing on an empty beach, stepping toward the water. As you step in, you feel the waves lapping against your feet and ankles. The water isn't freezing cold, just cool, refreshing. Awakening. As you take a few more steps into the water, feel it gently lapping up your shins and calves, kissing your knees. Maybe you take a few more steps and feel the cool water sliding up your thighs. You can feel the sand squish between your toes. You take a deep inhale and smell the damp, salty ocean air. Can you feel the gentle breeze against your skin? Overhead, a few seagulls are calling as they fly by. Once you wade into the water so that it's up to your waist, you decide to float on your back. Allow the salt water to completely support you. How is it to let your arms be heavy while they float on the surface? Can you tell how much you've been carrying? Perhaps you can set it down for just a moment. As you float here, you realize the sea you're floating on is also within you as your blood, lymph, and cerebrospinal fluid. This fluid that circulates up and down your spinal cord according to its own rhythm, unique from your heartbeat and even your breath. This is your cranial rhythm. Take a moment here, surrendering to this rhythm, allowing it to ever so gently move you, move your bones, move your tissues. Don't mistake this surrender for weakness. You, medicine keeper, are anything but. Softness, surrender, letting go, gentleness. These do not represent weakness. They represent resilience. And the rebirth that is upon you requires surrender. It requires your inner warrior decide and commit to allowing you to come forth. So, as you sink into this knowing, as you're held by these waters, both within and without, ask your body, what are you birthing? What was the first thing that came to mind? It's tempting to write it off if it doesn't make sense, if you don't like the answer, or if something else sounds better or more poetic. Hold whatever came up first in your body. How does it feel for your body to hold this answer? Does it feel expansive? Contracting? Does it make you feel small or big? What kind of knowing comes up when you hold this in your body, this answer to what you are birthing? When you are ready, Bring your awareness to your breath. And after taking your time to open your eyes and come to a seat, write down whatever it was that first came to your mind. Do some journaling around it, free writing, drawing, even moving to see what comes forth. Thank you, Medicine Keepers.